This is Andy Thomas from the Masculine Journey podcast, where we discover what it means to be a wholehearted man. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Hi, Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited to announce the second annual Man Up Men's Conference, a Champions Summit at Morningstar Ministries in Fort Mill, South Carolina, June 15th through the 17th. We have another amazing lineup of speakers, including football legend Perry Tuttle from the national champion Clemson Tigers, Stu Epperson, founder of Truth Radio, a champion for truth, pastors Chris Reed and Rick Joyner, champions for Jesus, Sean and Krista Smith, champions for the family, radio show host Robbie Dillmore, and last but not least, comedian Lee McBride. I want to challenge every man to attend, and every dad and granddad out there to bring your son or grandson of any age. We're going to do something special just for you. It is Father's Day weekend. So get registered today. You don't want to miss a Champion Summit. Why? Because it's time to man up.
Go to NikitaKoloff.com for more information or to sign up today.
This is the United States champion.
He became my personal savior.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following contest is set for one fall. Introducing first, from Lithuania, he weighs 123 kilos, the Russian Nightmare, Nikita Koloff.
Now, the Devil's Nightmare. Welcome back to another episode of It's Time to Man Up. You know, it's always interesting because, you know, this is the Man Up show, but occasionally from time to time, I'm able to have someone of the opposite sex on the show. In other words, I have the privilege of having a woman's perspective on men. And today I've got a mama bear. I've got a mama bear with me today on the show, Miss Paige Loudermilk. Welcome to the Man Up Show.
Oh, thank you. I'm so excited. Well, I've been looking forward to this.
Well, I'm excited to have you on the show, and I mean it. It's always a privilege anytime I can have a woman on the show with me to give just a different perspective, you know. And we get a lot of women that listen to the show, and of course, this show is broadcast not only across America, but really around the world once it goes up on our podcast platform. And so to have you on the show today is just a special treat and a real privilege. So thank you for making the time.
Oh, thank you so much.
Well, let's do this. Let's give for our listeners out there, part of the introduction was I've got a mama bear on the show today. Of course, how we met really was through your son, Brandon, and we're going to talk.
Right.
We'll talk more. We'll get more into more detail on that. But so where are we talking to you from today? Like where do you reside and where do you live?
Oh, okay. I reside in Powder Springs, Georgia, and I'm a teacher here. I'm married and I have two kids. Brandon's my oldest, and I have a daughter, Hannah.
Now, how old is Hannah?
She's 15.
15. Okay, so you're a mama bear to two, and
yes.
And in Powder Springs, Georgia. How long have you guys lived in Powder Springs?
Oh, we've been here for about 17, 18 years.
Okay, and yeah. How long have you been married to your wonderful hubby?
Oh, 27, because Brandon's 26, so 28 years.
Yeah. 28 years.
28 years I've been married.
And what's his name?
Todd.
Todd, okay. Yeah. And so, interesting. So how long have you been teaching? Which, thank you, by the way, for being out there in that field.
Oh, thank you. I taught in public school for about 11 years. I was a kindergarten teacher. And then I decided to get out of the public school system. And I thought I was going to do something else. Well, God had a different plan for me. My daughter, I put her in a private school here in Powder Springs. And I thought, well, I'll just put her in there. I'm not going to go back into teaching. Well, they needed someone part-time. I got in there on that basis, oh, great, I don't have to do it all day long. But then when I got in, they needed a high school teacher, and I never taught high school before. And then once they got me in here, that grew, and God has grown me from kindergarten to teaching science, from middle school all the way up to high school, to 12th grade.
Wow. So what,
he
what
prepared me for that. I was not expecting that.
what a transition from elementary all the way into high school, right?
Right.
Which so there's some relatability. I got to share this story with you. So I actually have, now most people know Nikita Koloff, the Russian Nightmare, as a professional wrestler, or many people do. Let's just say that. And more and more people are coming to know me as the minister, the evangelist, etc. But if they hadn't read my book, Nikita: A Tale of the Ring of Redemption, some might not know I actually have a teaching degree from college. You probably didn't know that, Paige, did you?
No, I did not. I did not.
See, so just to prove my point. So quick funny story on that. So, you know, from back at about age 12, you know, I got what I call a vision for my life. You know, I started lifting weights and playing football and fell in love with football and thought I would do that professionally and then have that career and then go off into coaching and have that career and then sail off into the sunset, to kind of condense the story down. But I had a plan B, and my plan B was I was going to graduate from college. Unlike some athletes, I was determined to graduate from college, and I pursued a teaching degree in physical education with a minor in coaching and health. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Which all kind of tied in with the whole overall picture, at least I thought I had for myself. And so, so I'm pursuing all of that. And I remember my senior year in college, and we had to take these, they weren't called internships, but you had to go and, I forget the technical name, but I had to go to elementary school and do like a 6 weeks of hands-on in elementary school. And then,
right, like student teaching.
I guess maybe that's what it was called. And then 6 weeks in middle school. And I got to tell you, I don't remember if I did middle school or elementary first, but whichever one I did first, I'm like, I'm not doing that one for a career, right? I was like, and then I did the other one. I'm like, well, I'm not doing that one for a career either. If I'm going to teach, I'm going to teach like college age or something, right? I'm like,
right.
And I'm like, so I commend you on teaching at the elementary level and having the patience for that. And then secondly, moving all the way up to middle school and on into high school. That's amazing. So, but just a little backstory on the Russian Nightmare that some people may not know about me. Yeah.
Wow.
Now,
awesome.
Yeah. Let me say this too, though. So here's the interesting thing. So I never became a teaching in formal education. However, when I look back at this juncture, it's pretty clear. I've been teaching like for a good majority of my life. Let me just say that.
Yes, you have. I can see that in what you're doing.
And we're going to talk about that. Yeah. Hold that thought, because we're going to talk about that. Because what's interesting is from even back from the days when I had in the late 80s and early 90s, I had health clubs and I was teaching people how to eat right, how to exercise right, and eventually, I have four daughters, and some of them I actually did homeschooling.
Oh,
yeah, and loved it. I actually enjoyed it. I really enjoyed schooling them. Of course, it was in their in their younger years, but I really did enjoy homeschooling the girls. And and so anyway, so what cool. Let me ask you this. What has been your so you did 11 years in public school, and now how many years in private?
This is my fifth year in private.
Okay, so about 16 years.
Yes.
Total in education. Okay. So couple of questions for you. So one, I'll go with the public school first. So what was maybe some of your most fondest, favorite memories about teaching in public school? Let me go with that one, that question first.
Okay. Well, I had kindergarten, so they were so sweet. They just saw me as mom.
Mama bear.
Yes, absolutely. And I loved that. And I loved developing those relationships with them. And I knew that that was the beginning of their school career. And I had an impact on that. So I was so glad that I got their school career started off on the right foot.
And would you have, did you ever have, and or do you now maybe even run into some of those former students, or did students maybe come back like from middle school or from high school and, you know, thank you, or have any of those types of experiences?
I have. My family went to Zaxby's one afternoon, and I was standing in line ordering food, and a student came up to me. He was old. I could tell he was in high school. He said, "Hi, I'm the flour milk. Do you remember me?" And I could not remember because he was grown up. I remembered him in kindergarten.
Yeah.
And he told me who he was, and I remembered instantly who he was. And he just told me that I was his favorite teacher.
Wow.
So it just meant a lot. Like, wow, it comes back.
It does, doesn't it? I mean, it's got to be, that's got to be part, you know, that's part of the reward for you, right? And knowing somehow, some way, you made some level of impression upon him in kindergarten, of all things,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
In kindergarten, Paige. That's amazing. And how rewarding is that, huh?
It is very rewarding. Absolutely. Some days the job is so hard, I think, I've got 5 more years. I can make a decision, do something else. But when you have those sweet, special moments, you're like, this is exactly what I was designed to do. This is what God prepared me for.
So obviously, I obviously gifted you to, you know, to do that very thing. And so you get the opportunity to do that in elementary school. And let me ask you this. So the middle school and high school has been in the private school, right?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. So 11 years, all elementary, correct?
That's correct. Yes.
Okay. So there is, so what's the difference? So a couple different questions. So I'll start with this one. So what's the difference if you looking at public school versus private school? What is, experience wise, how has that been like different for you?
Okay. Well, as far as the families that come to the school, there's not much difference as far as their experience with church, what their family lives are like. Most of the time, the families that come here are not churched at all. They have not heard the gospel, or they've heard the gospel, but they have not seen it modeled at home. So that's not different from public school. But the good thing about this school is we teach them the Bible every day, and every one of the teachers here are born again, and we share our testimony every day. Unlike the public.
Was it so in public school, as a Christ follower, was it challenging for you personally? I mean, you could be salt and light, right? I mean, obviously I know there's certain things you're not allowed to do, of course, in public school, but they couldn't stop you from being salt and light, even if you weren't sharing your testimony or your faith every day, right? You could still be salt and light to those students.
I could, yes, absolutely. It was not that difficult until the last year I was teaching, and it was becoming more and more obvious that they were, it was time for me to go at that point. I knew it was very clear. They were making it more difficult for conservatives in that setting. So I decided okay.
That's what I was just thinking. Yeah. The word difficult came to mind. Yeah. It was becoming more difficult to be salt and light.
Yes.
But you knew that there was the Lord and, you know, for those out there in listening land, you know,
the Lord will work in seasons, and certainly it sounds like your season was up there, and then he transitions you into private school, and I understand that some of my children went to private school, some went to public school, but kind of some, and then homeschooled, so they got to experience all of it, some of them, but so now working with teaching middle school and high school, which has been more challenging? So let's put the public and private aside for a moment. Let's just center on high school, middle school, elementary. Which age group would you say, at least for you, has been more challenging?
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited. Did you hear the huge announcement? The big announcement. Well, maybe it's a minor announcement. Anyway, Facebook, go look up my new fan page, Nikita Koloff Fans, and like it and follow today.
If you would like to support Koloff for Christ Ministries, for a gift of $25, Nikita will send you his two CDs, Adoration and Declaration. For a gift of $50, Nikita will include his book, Wrestling with Success. And for a gift of $100 or more, Nikita will include a signed copy of his newly updated life story, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption. Go to www.koloff.net and donate today.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
I believe it would be high school, because they start losing that love of learning at a certain point. Like for elementary and middle school, they're still excited, and they like to learn new things. Something about when they become teenagers, peer pressure is a stronger influence on them, and that's the issues that I see right now.
They're just like, hey, I just want to get through this, right?
Let me
get through this, get out of here, move on, right? For some of them.
Yeah, this is not cool. My friends are looking at me, and I'm thinking about that girl sitting over there in the corner. I like her better than this class.
Right. Right. All the typical things of everyday, of present everyday life, right? So
Yes.
Well, interesting. And so, I'm just thinking about Brandon and of course how we met and what's led to this conversation, this interview with you. So tell me about, so when did Brandon first approach you? And I know you made a comment earlier about when I said that, I've been teaching most of my life, what's been your first impression of that?
First impression of Brandon, I'm not sure I understood.
Well, you made a comment. You said, when I said, I feel like I've been teaching for most of my life, you go, oh yeah, that's been evident by what you're doing now. And so when you were introduced to what I'm doing now, so let me say it that way. When you were introduced to what I'm doing now, what gave you that impression?
Oh, let's see,
teaching is in me. Like,
oh. Okay. That's okay. I could tell, because you would always take time for people. You wouldn't just push things down their throat, or, when you teach, I've heard your messages online, and you take time to carefully lay it out step by step. And that learning is a process, and I could tell that off the bat.
Yeah, and right, because we're all the process is a good word, right?
We're all right.
I like to say we're all under construction. We're all in, it is a journey and a process. And in fact, one of the things we see at our camp, and I know we'll talk about that in a moment about Brandon's experience at Man Camp, but is, if he heard it once there, he heard it several times, trust the process, right?
Right. He did say that.
Oh, he did. Okay.
Yes, he did.
So they, Mom, he said we had to trust the process. So that's what I'm going to do from here on out. So, right. So, well, that's good to know that he picked up on that. And that was instilled in him. So what were your, so when he first comes to you and says, hey, I want to go to this camp. Like what were your first thoughts?
Well, it wasn't his idea at the very beginning. We talked about it, and I said, I think that would be a great idea. And he's like, sure. But he wasn't as excited as I was about it because I looked into it more. And I thought, this sounds like something that would be good for him.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Finish your thought.
I'm done. I was just going to say that it was really, I saw it before he did. The potential for that and the blessings that might come from that.
Now, how did you find it? Did he tell you about? Because I know he got introduced to it, right? Through Lex Luger. Yeah,
that's right. He was working at a car wash. That's what he does. And Lex would come through the car wash once a week. He told me, he said, Mom, I think Lex is coming through my car wash. I was like, right. Sure. And so a few more times, he was brave enough, and he asked him if it was him. And so through that interaction, I learned more about Lex's testimony. Mm. And I contacted him and asked if he would come to our school and share his testimony, which he did in this last March. And then after that, he came to Brandon and said, look, there's a man camp coming. And I'd like to invite you to that.
Mm.
So I looked it up, just got information, and that's how it all started.
That's how it all started. So interesting, yeah, because when I first talked to Brandon, he was sharing that story, and I think he told me before. I don't even know that Lex even mentioned it to me. I think Brandon – somehow we connected and then had that conversation. I was like, oh wow! And you know, he said, yeah, Lex is a regular customer, and of course they would engage, you know, get engaged in a little bit of conversation. I haven't even asked you this, so Powder Springs, Georgia, wrestling's pretty big in Georgia. So did you or the family or Brandon or your husband or were they wrestling fans? And or you sound like you were familiar with the name Lex Luger.
Yes. Now, I am not. I'm just not.
That's okay, Paige. Not everybody. you're trying to walk gingerly, like, I don't want to offend this guy. Don't worry. I'm not going to body slam you or hit you with a Russian sickle. But,
right.
Hey, listen, I realize not everybody is a wrestling fan, mm-hmm. and that's okay. So was Brandon a fan? Or was, like, how'd they make the connection with who Lex Luger was?
Okay, well, Brandon's definitely the wrestling fan. When he was in middle school, the teen years, he was so into it. I knew Lex back in the day when they only had just a few stations on TV.
Yeah, yeah.
and wrestling would come on that one channel. So I was aware of, like, the big name ones at the time, like Hulk Hogan and
gotcha.
Lex.
Sting.
And I just was familiar
with them. Yeah, some of the guys.
Commercials.
Okay.
All that.
Okay. So there was some familiarity there. So when Brandon comes home from the car, he's like, hey, I met Lex Luger today. You go, yeah, uh-huh, right.
Well,
yeah,
sure. Right. In Thomas Springs, I don't think so.
But at some point, though, you're like, oh, wow, he really does come through your car wash. And so,
yes.
Yeah. And Lex, by the way, as you are aware of now, he has a powerful testimony, story of transformation.
Yes.
He is what I like to say, Paige, evidence of a true transformation. Like, it's not lip service or in any way. I mean, he's the real deal, and absolutely anyone who meets him now will know that Lex Luger absolutely loves Jesus. He loves the Lord.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, very evident, right? And so very thankful and grateful that, one, he was able to come and share his testimony at your school, and then, secondly, introduce Brandon to Man Camp. And Mm-hmm. So we're post camp at this point. Brandon, he followed through. Now I do remember though him saying that, yeah, my mom was really encouraging, you know, encouraging me to to yes. come to camp. So I get it. Almost sounded like, yeah, like he was not quite as thrilled about it as you were.
Right.
But I'd like to think, or I'm hoping though, and it seems like on the last day and having a conversation with him, even asking about, you know, being able to, you know, have you on the show, he seemed to really have got a lot out of the camp. It sounds like it really was a great experience for him.
It really was. And that whole week that he's gone, you know, that we have no idea what's going on that week. So I was like hanging on. I had to trust the Lord. Just, I know you got him, Lord. I know you got him, but that was a long week for me.
Right.
But yes, he did come back in a much better state. I was like, wow.
So for those listening out there, even like, you know, even whether there's other mama bears listening to this who have sons who are like, hey, maybe I should send my son to that camp, or, you know, maybe, wow, that sounds like something I would want to encourage my husband to go to, or, let me just ask you that. So you would say you've seen, not even so much maybe about what Brandon has said, as much as you've seen there's been evidence of some changes that the camp somehow, some way impacted him.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. I would say the number one thing is that he has peace. So he went with anxiety and fear, just generalized.
Yeah.
He couldn't quite settle. He's always anxious about something. He came back, and that was gone.
Wow.
So that was awesome.
Wow. Well, and we tell guys, you know, guys come for a variety of different reasons, and it's probably going to be a different experience for every single guy. So whether it's, you know, Brandon, who came with anxiety and now has found this inner peace, you might say, to navigate, or, you know, for some guy, it might be physical, because we talk about it all. We talk about the spiritual journey, emotions. We talk about anxiety. We talk about depression, all sorts of things. We talk about the mental aspect, the physical aspect. And so we cover it all. And so you would say, we just got a couple minutes left here, but so you would say to any wife, any mama bear out there, you would highly encourage them to consider, you know, at least encouraging their husband, their son, or a man in their life to consider coming to Man Camp.
Absolutely. And even if there is some resistance, don't give up praying. The Lord just helped me to understand that. That's what I learned from all this. Do not give up. Stand strong in love and just pray and gather as many people as you can in your family, friends, church. Start praying around them, and that will get them there, and then God will do the change. And it was a miracle, I thought.
Well, I appreciate you encouraging him to come. Mm-hmm. I appreciate him following through, and look forward to, you know, what I call lasting fruit, that you're going to see continued lasting fruit from what he experienced at camp. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Man Up Show with Nikita Koloff. God bless you. Have an amazing day.
This podcast is made possible by the grace of God and your faithful prayers, support, and generous gifts. May God bless you for your continual contributions. Go to koloff.net and donate today. Hi, Nikita Koloff. Be sure to check out the Man Up Show, now available on television, broadcast, and podcast. Go to MorningstarTV.com or the Truth Radio Network. Check out your local listings, or better yet, download the Truth Network app today. Nikita Koloff here. If you're needing to buy a car and have marginal credit and considering using Buy Here, Pay Here, that's worse than taking the Russian sickle. Winston-Salem Motor Cars will put you behind the wheel of a car you can rely on while helping rebuild, repair, or establish your credit score. Conveniently located on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem, be sure to check them out today at WSMC1.com because you are number one.
Hi, Nikita Koloff, and I am excited to announce that I will be hosting my first ever Holy Land Tour. That's right, a trip to the Holy Land with the Russian Nightmare. And I'm extending a personal invitation to you. Join me December 27, 2023 to January 5th, 2024 for a once-in-a-lifetime trip.
This is the Truth Network.